Doesn't Grandpa Bruce trumpet good?
Yeah,
he sounds even better than the car horn.
Isn't he talented?
Oh, good.
That was wonderful, Pop.
Yeah, those new dentures really make the difference.
Yeah, glad I had a new set made. Don't think I could have played my horn with the old pair. Still feel kind of funny, though. Maybe I'll take them out for just a sec so I can partake of some of Dee Dee's famous potato salad.
Pop, don't!
Remember what happened last time you took your teeth out?
Was it my fault Drew knocked them into the spaghetti sauce? In my day, people watched where they laid their elbows.
It was the Jell-O mold, Pop, and you knocked them in.
Hey, Drew, check it out. That guy brought one of those new gas-powered turbo barbecues.
Really? Just do us all a favor, Pop, and keep them in your mouth until you're home.
Your grandpa took his teeth out.
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
Me too.
If you didn't have teeth and you bit your tongue, it would hurt.
See now.
I wonder how he did it.
Your grandpa's really old. Maybe he pulled on him so long that finally came out.
Jell-O without your teeth again? I insist you put them back right this minute, please.
Okay, Ninny. They're left behind this bowl of salad. Hey, where's my teeth? Meg Fang's here just a minute ago.
Now, what's the panic?
I can't play my trumpet without my teeth.
After all, how far could they have gone? Who would want them?
What's going on?
He lost his teeth again.
Oh, no.
Now think for a moment, Pop. What was the last thing you did with your teeth before you lost them?
Well, just took them out to have a bite of a salad, and then... Uh-oh.
Ew!
Chucky, we gotta get Grandpa's teeth back.
I don't know, Tommy. Spike could be all the way across the park by now. It could take 2, maybe 3 days to get there.
Maybe we better forget about it.
Forget about it? Forget about it? When I get sick, who takes care of me? Grandpa. When no one else wants to play, who plays with me? Grandpa. When I sneak out of my room late at night, who's sleeping with the TV on so I can watch it?
Grandpa?
Right. He's the neatest grown-up there is. And now, he needs us. We gotta help him. What do you say?
Maybe your grandpa will grow some new teeth.
Let's go.
No.
These old ponies can barely trot. Now just relax, and we'll take one little ride around the corral, okay?
Of our nation's anthem, Pickles, but a stirring finish.
Boy, being old is scary. Your teeth come out and get lost, and sometimes big ducks eat them. Yeah, maybe it's better to keep your stuff right where it is. Chucky, let me see something. Tommy, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
can't believe you talked me into this deed. You know I don't believe in shrinks.
Dr. Lepetamine is not a shrink. He's a highly respected child psychologist. I've read all his books, and we're very lucky he was able to fit us into his schedule.
But there's nothing wrong with Tommy.
How can you say that, Stu? What Tommy did today proves that he doesn't have a proper artistic outlet for his social anxieties.
Deed, he's a year old.
You don't want him to be repressed, do you?
Okay. I just want to say this whole thing really bugs me, and once we get in there, I don't care what happens. I'm not saying anything.
Here we are. He keeps drawing on walls, Dr. Lepetamine, just like you describe in your book, Young for the Young.
I see.
I'm thinking it could be neurotic regression or maybe an underdeveloped psychokinetic gland.
I see.
Maybe it's just a simple case of misplaced transference.
Oh, brother.
Is something bothering you, Mr. Pickles?
Yeah. There's something bothering me. I don't think there's any reason for us to be here. I have no idea what Dee Dee's talking about. And all you do is sit there and say, I see.
I see.
Tell me something. Is there an emergency exit, or is this door the only way out?
Tell me, Mr. Pickles, would you describe yourself as a happy man?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I guess so. I never really thought about it before.
I see.
Sean, newfangled contraptions with the rebar hoses. Give me a good old-fashioned dirt sucker any day. I told them that they should put one of them things in. But would they listen to me? No way they listen. I told them time and time again, you gotta consult an expert. And I'm an expert.
Prescott, have you found it?
I'm looking.
Well, hurry. If we don't find that case precedent fast, an innocent man will go to jail.
Mr. Marshall, I found it!
Prescott, this is it! The case we've been looking for! You're brilliant!
Oh, Mrs. Chesapeake, I can't wait for you to see your portrait. You've been such a wonderful model.
Oh, I'm so excited. Can I open my eyes now?
Not yet. I want the light to be perfect.
No?
Not yet. We need more ambiance.
No!
Wait. Let me get into position. I want to see your face when you first set eyes upon it.
No!
Yes! No! No! No!
Hey, what's going on here anyway? Oh, hang around. It's great. They give you toys to play with. Wow.
Parents, children, may I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Thank you. Now, I'm sure you all realize that we're gathered here today to test a new toy for that oh-so-fickle pre-adolescent market. Introducing Super... Pesto-Man. A fun new toy for all ages. Now, don't hold back, kids. Anything you want to do with Super Blasto is all right with us. Just go crazy.
And here's a Super Blasto-Man for you, little boy. And this is what Super Blasto can shoot out of the launch pad in his stomach, see?
Hey, look what that kid did. That's neat.
Wait, that's not how you're supposed to play with Super Blasto, man.
I'm sure. Where else could he go?
That toy's top secret. If we don't get it back, we'll both lose our jobs.
You go that way, and I'll go this way.
Yes, hey, dang flabbing. What's going on in this here building anyway? You turn around 1 minute, the dang flab elevator's gone, and you turn around and get it. Hey, where the car shot plug in? Now, don't tell me that thing disappeared here, too. Driving me crazy all the time. They're moving everything around me. I'm working all the data.
Got it.
Hey, there's the dang damn thing. I'm moving all along. It's right where I couldn't see it. Got it.
Drew was always poking at me, and poking at me, and poking at me. And then he'd always deny it.
Stu, honey, I never realized you felt this way. All those hidden conflicts with your older brother, Drew.
It's true! It's true!
Oh, Stu, darling, I feel so close to you now.
Ghost! That's what it is! Ghosts!
Ton of mail for Dr. LePenamine.
Over there.
So, Natalie, you want to go out with me tomorrow night?
Not for all the gold in China.
How about for a chili dog, two Cokes, and a box of Raisinets?
What time can you pick me up?
And that's when I realized that I was a late bloomer, Doctor. I was an ugly duckling who would become a swan, only a year or two later than the other kids. At least my mommy said.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pickles, but your 55 minutes are up.
What? I was just getting started. We haven't scratched the surface of my psychosomatic cravings.
Well, we can talk more about all this next week, then. Can't we, Miss Pickles?
But what about Tommy?
You were right, Dee Dee. That man is not a shrink. He's a genius.
Well, I'm not so sure about his qualifications.
Indeed, I think because of our experience with Dr. LePenamine, we've learned to express ourselves and to communicate with each other. And to pay attention to each other and to never take our family for granted again.
Hey, what's that? I've never seen that toy before.
Oh, that old thing? I gave it to him weeks ago.
I know. We'll seal off the whole floor. We'll search every room.
Right. That ball will never leave this building.
A On the next Let's Just Play Go Healthy update. The challengers feel the pressure.
Their goal is to be healthy. We're going to have you clean out your kitchen.
We're going to do a little taste test. You vegetables that you never tried before.
You are more powerful than I am.
I'm going around to my community and marking down the healthy and unhealthy places.
Can they meet their challenges?
I need water.
Could you?
Refreshing.
The Let's Just Play Go Healthy Challenge, brought to you by Nickelodeon in partnership with the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, starts tomorrow at 8:30 in Team Nick.
Last teacher.